Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny.
Yes.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today is May 1st. Wow. I can't even imagine that. You know, 5 months ago, we were freezing and we were cold and we were, oh, what's this next year going to bring? And all of that kind of stuff. And now it's May 1st. For most of us, it's getting to be able to die or just enjoying the sun and the heat and all that that goes with it. Everything. It's kind of fun. So I am very appreciative of this time of year. I particularly like the spring and fall times. Our topic today is going to be promises we make to ourselves. You know, way back, as I said, in January, we looked at some of those things that we did. And where are we right now? You can do it, and I want to give you that opportunity and let you know how. The first would be to, if you are on the Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio page, scroll all the way to the bottom. I see we have one person on Skype at the moment. And feel free, if you wish to talk, hit 1 so that I know you want to be part of the conversation. Otherwise, if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. The last, well, probably not the last, but it's one of the other ways that you can be a part of the show. And that is, in a few minutes, I will be pinning a post on our Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Now, the difference here between our chat room and our Facebook group, of course, is that when the show ends, the chat room closes, everything goes away. The other option, though, is if you'd like to be a part of the conversation that is ongoing. What might resonate to you if you're one of those who are listening to the archive of this show. I encourage you to be a part of it by going over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. And on the very top, very soon as I said, I will have a post for you that keeps the conversation going. And that stays pinned there, for the better part of the week. And then it just scrolls down on the page thereafter. So I encourage you to be a part of that as well. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, essentially what we do on Purpose Talk Radio is we discuss topics of purpose, quite simply. The first one being that if you are living your purpose and you know how you got to be there, how you got to even know what it was. I would love to have you as a guest on the show. If you are not sure and you think you are living it yourself, that's okay. Every one of us, as I believe it, you are living your purpose in the moment. If you are doing what you feel you're supposed to do, but sometimes, it takes a little more than just being in the moment. So we're going to discuss some of that. And that's what my guests share with you, is, you know, they didn't have everything squeaky clean, wonderful, fall into place. And we'd like to hope it happens, but you know what? It just doesn't happen. So what do you do? What are those things? So anybody who is living your purpose in the moment and would like to share how you came to know that, what you might suggest to other people, please come join us and feel free to be and be a part of that discussion. You can do that by going to the website, purposetalkradio.com, or directly sending me an email to Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com, P-U-R-P. As the original show. I think that, oh, there is one more thing. I must just added our 400th member to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. Wow. I remember back when this page was first set up. You know, we had a few people that got added. And Jan Revelle and Barbara Patterson were out here doing the show when we first set that up. And it moved on, and I saw the 200, and I saw the 300. 300 wasn't that long ago, and now we're at 400. So thank you, folks, for being a part of our conversation and a part of our show. If you are not part of that group, all you got to do is go over there to be added, and I'll get you on there. We also have the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page, and you can like that one as well. So having said all of that, I would like to get into the discussion of what we have here today, promises we make to ourselves. Many of us back in January, maybe on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, set up some goals for the year, set up some goals for ourselves, our families, our jobs, our careers, whatever you want to call it, and then said, this is going to happen. I'm going to do this year. Now, back in January, I had a show on how to make New Year's resolutions that might, just might, be a little more in line with being able to be accomplished. And by that, I mean it wasn't just, I'm going to do this. It was more, I am this. I've already accomplished this. A more affirming type of thing, so that when you look at it and you repeat it and you go through that list, it's more positive. By that I mean, you know, a lot of people, their goal is, I'm going to exercise this year. I want that. Or I'm going to lose weight and make it very ambiguous. I'm going to exercise at least once a week for 15 minutes. I am exercising, but looking at that, you believe it, you're doing it because you want. Your gut says, let's have that happen. I know that at the end of the year, I have lost 20 pounds, whatever you want to do, or by midpoint. So the reason I want to do this now, as opposed to the beginning of January, is I want to take a look at midpoint. Everybody starts reviewing things, or a lot of us start reviewing those New Year's resolutions, go, oh my God, it's midpoint, I haven't done it yet, so too bad, it's not going to happen. And, you know, I'd like for us to do that beforehand, so that we don't get to that midpoint and start getting frustrated and say, forget it. Look at it now. Review it now so that at that point you go, wow, look what I've accomplished again, even in this month between May 1st and June 1st. By that I mean, okay, so let's look at, for me, it was one of my goals was that I would graduate in May of 2016. Right now, that's kind of, I'm not sure that's going to happen. I might need to hang around just a little more and build up my skill level just a little bit more than I had anticipated. So, Am I a little frustrated with that? Yeah, actually I am. On the other hand, what I've had to do this year is go, okay, take a look at it, stop, look at it. Well, yes, my goal may or may not happen. That's another year out, year and a half out, year from now. But I go back and I look at what I have accomplished from January up to this point. I look at what kind of success I've had in the meantime. And that's where I think sometimes we fall apart. We look at the big, huge picture. We set this huge goal without looking at the baby steps in between. And then we don't reach the big goal. We wonder, why not? What happened? Man, that stinks. You start beating yourself up or feeling guilty or all those kinds of fun things. On the other hand, if you've got this big goal and periodically you look at it and go, what have I done from now, when you take the next step, from that point to the next step, that point to the next step, and periodically look at it, it doesn't seem quite so cumbersome. You know, there's the old joke, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you get to your dreams? One step at a time. How do you reach your goals? One point of success. And that's what I want to encourage you today to do. And this is a fairly short summary of this. I think of one of the things that I've done most January is played Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. You know what? We had a dream. We had a dream that the world might be at peace, that there won't be segregation, that there won't be discrimination, and there would not be segregation, and all that. And you know, he did not see it before he died, that's for sure. But his dream, because he was that emphatic about it, it's still today, dragging out all right. However, it keeps moving forward, which is the most important part. And that forward momentum is what will have us seeing that goal and continuing versus stopping and not going anywhere. Or looking back and saying, oh man. And there's a song by one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Janis Anfield. And I saw her in a concert this week and it was awesome. And it reminds me so often about why I like this motivational, posy music. Because one of the songs, I'm Not Lost, I'm Exploring. As I look back on this crooked road, I go, oh, that's right. Goals really aren't straight. We can't really get from A to B. We might, you know, how we walk beyond that. What I was telling you, say, something left for me right me might be that when my teachers are just saying, that might not happen right now. On the other hand, I've got other people that are saying, you know, wow, you have really come a long way. And if you could just take what you're doing now with the songs, with Janet's music, and take it into the classroom, you'd have it made. Well, different situations, different scenarios. And that's what allowed me to keep going. This weekend, you know, we're at the end of the semester, and I talked to my teacher just before the concert. And I was kind of dejected. I really was. Will this happen? Won't it happen? What can I do to change it? What could I have done differently? Well, I couldn't have done anything. I moved forward. I progressed. Maybe done a little more practice somewhere else. You know, I still don't have a computer. I finally got myself a camera. Which is a blessing in and of itself. You know, so I'm able to videotape myself now and look at some of the things and analyze it. That's really the only thing maybe I could have done differently. I had mentors. I had all this kind of people around me to support me. And they kept me going, even on days where I thought, man, I just don't know. And they're still around me. Even though there's a stumbling block in the way right now, there's stepping stones of people all around me that will keep me going. And I hope, you know, any of the goals that you set, that you have that supports this way for you. If you don't, you take those top three goals that you had in January, put them up on your Facebook page. Ask your friends to hold you accountable. Not the point of did you do this, did you do this, but instead, what have you asked, to periodically ask you what you've done toward that goal. Ask them to help you that way. Or ask them to point out successes for you, the times when you've done something really well toward that goal. Because you might forget them. You know, we've got 5 months in our brains. And somehow we can remember everybody else's stuff. We can't always remember our own. So if we look at that adventure, if we remember what I did well, go to your friends. Go to your friends and ask them. I'm sure they'll figure it out for you. They'll help you remember. See myself sitting in a circle. Called a goal. Because you're not there yet. In American Sign Language, goal is signed with an index finger in the air, way out, as far as you can hold it up, and the other one going toward it, but never quite touching. It gets closer and closer. Never quite touching. Because if you reached it, it's not a goal, it's just stuff. Think about that. As long as it's still a goal, when you reach the goal, it's pure success. It has to change terminology because it's not something that you are moving toward any longer. Just something to think about. Throughout the year, we've had various people speaking on their purpose, on their life. We had Christine McFarland back in December, talking about following your star, following that thing that enlightens, inspires, brightens your life. Find those things as you go through your weeks, your days, your months. Again, whether it's a person, whether it's a place of inspiration, maybe a forest. Out here in Milwaukee, we've got something called the Domes. And those are three domes. Kind of funny. Those domes are places that have various plants and outdoor things in them. And each one has a different theme to it. One of them is a hot, dry, arid place. Nah, I don't like that one much. There's other ones that are, that would be like the cactus. There's some that's like the pine, and especially Christmas time, you get the Christmas plant. And that's always inspiring, because it just changes my mood. And then we've got the seasonal thing. Actually, I'm sorry, the Christmas one is the seasonal one. That was the other one. I think it's just general flowers, or wildflowers, native flowers. Just a little campfire, not a house burning fire. A little campfire. I can look into the flames. And I just become mesmerized. But those are things for me that are uplifting. That help me stay on the straight and narrow. and help me continue that forward momentum toward the goal. So many of us, when we look at things, they were not there. You start beating yourself up. Why didn't I? I should have. That. Those words are exactly that. They beat. So I would like to suggest to you, as you move toward that, as you enjoy your purpose, which is what some of those goals are as well, that's why I'm looking at this, as you look toward your purpose, as you look toward your goal, think of how you word that. Instead of "I didn't," like I said, change it to "I did." And I didn't even start exercising yet. Well, okay. What did you do? You think about it, maybe you started parking your car when it's going away. Maybe you started getting out of bed a little earlier, just thinking about it. Maybe every few weeks you really did think, "Man, I really should be exercising." Well, at least you thought about it. You brought it into your conscious mind. If anybody, again, wants to be part of this conversation and how you do these things, please give me a call at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Feel free to post something up in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations discussion. Or you can put something in the chat room. At this point, we don't have too much going on in there, which is fine. A couple guests in there. Thank you for listening over there. And unfortunately, yes, you know, if you don't have a name, you can't post anything. So you got to put yourself a name. And then you can put it in the chat room. Otherwise, I would like to you again, I see the light guided meditations, and I hope they are as helpful to you as they are to me. But it's funny, I never know quite where they're going to take me. I let spirit guide me through the meditation just as much as I guide you through the meditation. Occasionally, I have an idea. Well, say I didn't even plan to do that. That just kind of came out of my mouth. Well, okay. To find a space where you can relax and you can be comfortable. Because we're going to practice a little bit of those mind-changing words, those affirmations, through the power of meditation. And some of us can sit still for long periods of time, and some of us who can't. I make it about 15 minutes, and then all this stuff comes into my brain. Yeah, first take something to clear it out. Then all this stuff starts to come in. But whatever it is, you know, it's your minute to be quiet, to breathe, take in the energy that you need. Today. You'd be amazed at how much more grounded you feel, how much more connected to everything around you. So I would encourage you to do that. A lot of us have time when we get to work. I learned recently that if you take and junk and circulate through that fresh air and blow it back out again. Let it go to where it belongs, but it doesn't belong to you. Do you have any questions about the purpose? What?
I wonder if you need it on the shelf. But after meditation, if you do have that evidence, go ahead and call me, because I'm going to talk to the family about who it is that I'm going to tell me on the show, or if it's somebody else in my life. I'll trust you. So get yourself comfortable. Find a place where you can sit and you can breathe and you can relax. And we're going to go through a guided meditation for a couple minutes of just breathing. Causes you to yawn, you know what? Go ahead. It doesn't matter. Get your body. She got herself, she set up some new interviews. And I'll tell you a little bit about that afterwards. And I want to make sure I touch on that. And how did you word them? If you need to reword them, I encourage you to go back to our show at the day at end of December, early January, where we talked about some of those. But for now, how did you word them? Pick one of them. You can or two. And I want you to start analyzing that goal. What do I mean by that? I want you to look at what you think, how you feel about it. Does it still serve you? If it doesn't, you know what? Talk it out. One of the other ones that you said. And know that, you know what? If it doesn't serve you, it wasn't you to begin with. And you completed it. As far as you're going to go. And that's fine. If it's not what you want, well, it's completed. Done. Isn't that interesting? Look at the pros and cons, the successes and the stumbling blocks that you've encountered in these first 5 months. See yourself writing some of this down, or typing it on a computer, or however you take notes. If you wish, feel free to grab a pen and paper or your computer. And create yourself some columns. Otherwise, just do it in your head. Now, back into your head. Do you remember? The truth, individually, go back into your head. Into your brain, into your memory cell. Drop it in the garbage can. If you have to stomp all over them, go ahead. Whatever you need to do to make them go away, they're there. There's no doubt about it. Acknowledge that they are there. But take them out of your memory space. And again, with each one of those, tend to
to have a breath and not relax with it. As you keep breathing calmly and evenly throughout it. Currently, as I just did, I'm yawning to it. You know, it's not tired. It's supposed to be right away. Again, allow your body to do what it needs to do. Maybe you just have a minute or so. Just in it. Positive in, not the negative in there. Or that part that no longer serves you. So that this point that you didn't accomplish. Now, I want you to take your hand and imagine yourself, and I want you to look at that goal you set back in January and consider whether it still serves you at this time of year, or whether you need to consider rewriting it. You need to modify it and tweak it just a bit because it just isn't what you want anymore. If it is, rewrite it. What you want to be and want to do, write it again. But this time, again, using the I am for the success of it. I've accomplished. I've spent it. I've finished. I've completed. And then hold that pretty little slate of peace that you just wrote. Pick it up in your hand, hold it in both hands. And put it across your heart. And feel the energy that it gives you when you connect to your heart, your soul. Carry stress and strain in our stomach, up in our shoulders and our neck. And see how this positive energy feels in that way. If you're not feeling quite as positive as you'd like on it, you know what? Take that back and rewrite it. You get that wonderful feeling of excitement, of exhilaration. I know I can do this. We've already sort of put it through our head. How does our head think about it? That logical aspect. And I'm good at overanalyzing. So, you like me, just bear with it. Let it go. Look up towards your shoulders in the neck area. Wherever you, main focus is, wherever you tend to carry your stress and your strains and things out what they're supposed to be, make sure you put that slate that you just wrote on in that area. See how it feels, and keep rewriting it until it feels wonderful and clear, and it's something that can be accomplished. Make sure you have the opportunity to actually write out whatever you've been thinking. So after this show's over, please. Hopefully you have a little bit of time to concrete and specifically and purposefully write out that you actually accomplished. And again, taking a couple of deep breaths. And slowly, if you have had your eyes closed this time, open them. Get yourself back to a seated, comfortable space.
the energy that you know is you.
And know that anytime you can come back to this space, anytime you can be the person you want, and you can go through these steps at any time. They're very easy. It's all up to you. And then to take one last deep breath and just blot out and know that you have accomplished what you need. Okay. Welcome to the world. One of the things I started saying is I want, if any of you were around when Jan Revell was the host here and are interested in what she's doing right now, she is continuing to do the Women Spiritual Leaders program, sell her book. But she interviewed someone named Barry following her house, which I don't know. Whatever it is, you know, it's great to hear her on the air again. Okay, folks, I am pretty much at the end of the show. Last chance to call in if you. To our website, which is purposechocolatey.com, purposechocolatey.com. Email me directly. All those are options for you. You're living your purpose. You have a product or service you want to market to people who are trying to live their purpose. We're open to all of that. We do a marketing package for you, but we also look for and guests. I plan that in the next couple of weeks, by the end of May, to have my whole summer booked for our guests, so I'll have a list of it for you. There's my goal that I put out for you folks. I have got a list of people that I wanted to put on this show for a long time and just haven't taken the time. And EPM in the UK, as I said, if you'd like to listen to the show again, the archive is at the same place as the original show was. Worldwide Ministries. And every year she came back with something different. I'm so excited for her that she was able to do that, seeing that she was able to write and be on that retreat. My retreat then with, like I said, the concert with Jana. I'll be hopefully this weekend hearing a couple of my other favorite positive music people. Jana was in concert with Beth Rivera and C.K. Riley. And those ladies just powerhouse. Wonderful, positive music. If you're looking for something to inspire you, they have got all kinds of stuff on YouTube, and I encourage you to find their music. And I'm hoping I can be in that space just to bring you through the end of my life. I think having said all of that, oh yes, the True Trinity, you can find them on Facebook as well as on their website. The website is truetrinity.com. Questions or comments, please go to Facebook Conversations, the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook. Add anything you might like to the conversation. Share your experiences of your journey through the meditation or anything else that resonates with you that you'd like to share on the community that is related to living your purpose. Those who work. Someone tried calling in and said you dropped the phone call. I don't know. I am hoping it is still available and that you were able to do this. The affirmation for this week is, let me see. I am reassessing. goals and dreams as needed, while I'm always discovering the successes of the journey. That would be the affirmation for today. And in the meantime,
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.